This podcast episode has a CC by SA 4.0 license. This license requires that reusers give credit to the creator. It allows reusers to distribute, remix, adapt, and build upon the material in any medium or format, even for commercial purposes. If others remix, adapt, or build upon the material, they must license the modified material under identical terms. Thank you. Hello, this is the CoLab podcast. I am Charlie Wilson. I'm working as the communications officer for the International Permaculture CoLab. Today I have two wonderful guests. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Daniel. I am Brazilian, living in Portugal for 4.5 years. We live in South Portugal, the Algarve. I'm a philosopher of ecology and agroecologist. And the main project I'm working with is called Climate Design. It's a project to connect and mosaic landscapes and territories across continents. So it's definitely not a local project, but it involves all the local projects in the areas where this project is working with.
Yeah, hi, I'm Candida. I live here in South Portugal, where I was born, and where I came back to a few years ago. My background is in biology and aquatic toxicology. So I focus on how contaminants affect negatively the environment, the aquatic environment. And more recently, in the past years, I've been exploring yoga and permaculture, and now agroecology, and lots of philosophical conversations, and collaborating on the climate design project.
Okay, wow, wonderful. Great. Very diverse qualifications and interests. It's wonderful. And I've read a bit about your project, about your farm. Would you like to introduce listeners and tell us a bit about your farm?
Yeah, the farm starts over 50 years ago when my parents came to Portugal. They came on a honeymoon and then decided to come back and bring up their children in a more healthy environment than the city. And they had the land focused for nurseries, tree nurseries, irrigation company, with materials and workshops and lots of workers. So that finished some years ago when they retired, and now the land is covered in trees. It's like a botanical garden, a big diversity of plants. So yeah, 50 years of mulching, because we don't remove anything, and a fair amount of irrigation, which this environment needs, this climate needs. And it's got installations that we have access to. So we receive volunteers, there's a workshop, there's all the tools that we have constant maintenance of, and it's a very inspiring place. It's very, you know, very fresh, very cool in the summer. And there's lots of space. There's lots of corners that you can go and just be by yourself or have inspiring conversations on the terrace over meals. And yeah, what would you add to that?
Yeah, the project, the farm project, is also connected with our house. We decided to move to this house to close to the place where Canada was born and grew up. And it was at the beginning of pandemics. Mm-hmm. I was living in an apartment in Sintra, nearby Lisbon. And we noticed that the lockdowns would come. Then we decided to move down, because here we have a farm and there we would have a tiny apartment. So no sense in abandoning the farm. So we started digging around here, seeing that so much things could have been done. So we found this house. It's a kind of contract where we can leave kind of in exchange for taking care of the place, we pay no rent. And it's half a hectare property. The house is 300 square meters. It's actually three houses all together. And yeah, we have space for events. We have space for meditation, for retreats, classes, camping site.
Yes.
It's guests. It's quite a good space. So we are pretty much finishing all the details to be able to receive a lot of people from the collab.
Yeah.
And from the partners of collab and from other environments and networks to share good moments here.
Wow, that's great. Yes, I hope to see it in real life one day. And yeah, it's great. You're not starting from scratch. There's been 50 years of work done. So yeah, sounds like a big advantage. And yeah, me personally, I'm also living in Southern Europe. I know it can get very hot and very dry. It's quite a problem in the area I'm living. So I wonder what specific problems you face in this region, anything related to climate or anything else?
Yeah, the public policies from European Union decided that this place is fit for orange monocultures, water intensive. So all the irrigation of this orange plantations comes from the water table. And because of that, the water table is depleted. All the levels are below the sea level, and we are very close to the sea level, to the seashore. So we have entrance of seawater into the water table.